Man, I can't even believe y'all got me up here.
You can believe it. You know you can believe it.
I'm up here, though. I've been wanting to get up here.
I'm happy.
I just didn't even know what I was going to say when I got up here.
We're going to talk about what the fuck we want to talk about. This is why this is our shit.
That's the real McCoy right there. He handle all the business when I'm drinking and I want to walk away while the podcast is going.
I'll be in the background.
Yo, you got to count us in. You got to count us in because now they get to see the count. Because you know, I save your count in even on the joint.
All Gas, No Breaks, episode 70-something. In 3, 2, 1.
Yeah, man, you're playing beautiful.
Hey, man, real talk, that's beautiful, though.
Thank you, man. I appreciate you. Man, I don't like this cup.
Let me rub it on you. Hey, go rub it on
he
you.
He fucking me up with that rub all of this shit. But hey, shout out to Magic Johnson, though.
Hey,
shout out to Magic.
I love Magic Johnson.
Can we all shout out Magic Johnson?
I watched that speech.
Beautiful.
I watched the speech when
he cried, man.
Yeah, he cried. I saw it. I watched the whole speech when they introduced the whole new owners and everything because I'm a Redskins fan. Oh, Commanders. However you want to call it.
You're shout out to DMV. I'm in the DMV, so I'm not going to talk too bad because there's a lot of... And there's a lot of Cowboy fans here too,
man,
though.
Man, there's a lot of everybody fans here, but at the end of the day, it's always the Commanders fans here that's gonna be the realest fan.
Oh, the Commander fans.
Yeah.
So you adapted to the name. You took the name.
Man,
you cool with the name.
I ain't got no choice right now. But I'm always gonna be a Redskins fan. I'm too old to not recognize the real.
Yo,
but I did watch that's
me. Yo, before we do that, let's do this. All Gas, No Breaks, man. I am here with the real McCoy.
The real McCoy.
The real, not the fake one. I'm here with my boy. Y'all hear the voice all the time. And he always say, Santi, I ain't never get behind that microphone and that camera. But look who here today. Because of you, the real
because
McCoy.
Because of me?
Nigga, you know that's why. Huh? So... We're going to start off with, let the people know where they can find you. If you want them to find you.
Me?
Your Instagram. Where can they find your Instagram? Let them know where to find you at. Why not?
I'm Darrell McCoy on Instagram. I'm Darrell McCoy on Facebook. All you got to do is look up Darrell McCoy. You'll see my picture. I ain't afraid.
You ain't scared.
I ain't scared. Look it up.
That might be the Chinese food.
Chinese food.
Yeah, let's see.
We're going to pause because that might be the Chinese food.
Hello?
Hey, how are you? Can you hear my phone outside?
Oh, you outside?
Yeah, be outside.
Okay, bet. We're
coming now.
Word up. I'm on
Yo,
my way.
Yo, we're going to eat Chinese food too. And we're going to still do it while we eat Chinese food, dog.
I'm going to take the microphone with me, All Gas, No Breaks.
Yo, let me hear the whole thing. Yeah, I want to hear it.
Yeah, take it with
We're
you.
We're going to get this food real quick.
Go get it. Go
this
get it.
This is Rex Carolus at Rex Carolus.
At Rex Carolus.
Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, Rex Carolus. You
look
that
up. He want to show off how good the equipment is, y'all. He's showing off. He about to go get Chinese food.
He's going way out there.
Why watch this here? See, I can still talk to y'all all day.
Yeah.
And I can hear you.
And we hear you.
Absolutely.
That way we know you are all right, though.
Absolutely. Now I gotta.
And also we know we have some amazing engineering at Block Party Studio. Come through to the joint. Man, so thank you for being on the show, man.
Yeah, yes, sir.
Man, I appreciate it. It's this first time I've been up here, man.
Yeah.
For real, man. I've been here for a few of these shows.
Sorry. A lot of these shows.
A lot of
I
these
I said you all gas, no break staff, yo.
Yeah.
Hey, when this breaks the ceiling.
Man.
You working at All Gas, No Breaks.
I'm here.
I'm telling you. Come work, man.
I never thought I'd be sitting at this point.
Why not?
You know what I mean? Because that's just not never really been my thing.
But why
real
not?
Tough. Okay. It's never really been my thing, but at the same time, I'm comfortable.
Right?
I'm comfortable with you. I'm comfortable with Rex. So let's just do it.
Let's do it, man.
Let's talk some shit.
I want to talk some King shit. So, you were talking about The Color Purple.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Let's do the movie. So we're going to talk about movies today. Because me and Rex watched They Clone Tyrone.
And I ain't seen it yet.
But he heard about it so much that he's prepared. Yeah, I heard about it. He's prepared. He's going to watch it anyway.
Yeah, I'm going to watch it.
And then still put like your jabs in there and whatever you think. But so we're going on that movie in a few. Talk about.
That's not with Color Purple.
Talk about The Color Purple.
I don't understand it.
I don't like the movie.
Why?
I'm not a fan of that.
Man.
Of that.
Man. I just don't understand.
I know a lot of people
why?
Like it. Cause I know Tyler Perry loves it. He references it in all his movies.
I don't care about Tyler Perry. You like that's
Tyler
just
Perry.
My per.
Tyler
I don't.
Okay, okay, okay.
I don't.
Okay, I like his movies.
I like his movies.
Have you seen the new joint on Netflix?
Which one? No.
The latest one.
No.
It's funny. It's funny.
Tyler Perry's joint?
Yeah, it's a Madea. Is he hanging a cowbell?
Man, I've never been real. Like, I've never really been a big fan of any of the Tyler Perry franchise
movies. Even the plays.
Plays, the movies, none of that, because at the end of the day, I felt like that wasn't me. That's not what I wanted to see.
Okay.
Now, I don't hate on anybody
of course,
else
of
that,
course. Yeah, we don't
that,
do that
does love it, but at the end of the day, it just wasn't what I wanted to see.
But you like, so
yeah,
I
yeah, but here's
like
the thing about Tyler Perry. Like,
yeah,
come on, man.
I did get with some of them.
You got to get some credit to Tyler Perry.
Well, I give him credit.
You may not like his movies, but you got to steal.
Man, you can't be talking off camera, man. You like,
dude, I can do whatever
there.
I want to do. I'm Rex Corollis.
Rex he used to this. He's going to be how they do it.
He's talking
anyway.
Way off camera.
That's what he do. He's showing off still.
Showing off right now. I ain't got to be on. I never had to be on camera.
But it's just not my thing, though.
Okay.
Tyler Perry. But the Color Purple, like for me, that was like a grow up movie. Like I grew up watching that movie. You know what I'm saying?
What's and your favorite scene?
My favorite scene
in the
you
Color
know what?
Purple.
You know what? My favorite scene in the Color Purple was the fact when that daggone Danny Glover was kicking Celie out the daggone pasture, told her to get the moving. Threw a rock at her and everything, and she said, the only thing that keep me from her, that's my favorite scene of the movie. But I got a lot of, I got a couple favorite scenes. It's just.
But that's the one you went
that's
to
That's the one. That's the one I would go to first. You know what I mean?
I don't like
it. Why you don't like it, man?
I'm so sick of struggle. And that movie is struggle at 155. And I'm just tired of, for me, please don't judge me anyone, of Hollywood brainwash. And I hate the movies that get, what they call it, blacklit? What they call it? When they get lit, they actually go forward with the movie? Because there's tons of movies out there. We just don't. Not blacklisted, but when they actually like greenlit, I think when they say a movie get the green light, they go all the way and make the movie and create the movie. I feel like American Hollywood doesn't provide, not all of it, some of it, good movies, and it has too many rules and regulations. And then some of it, of course, I feel is brainwashed. And I just feel like that movie.
You feel like Color Purple is brainwashed.
I feel like to me it's brainwashed. I don't like it. I feel like Roots was brainwashed as well. I don't like them. Now, I like revolt movies. I love Birth of a Nation. And I dig Django.
I love that movie.
Birth of a Nation was fire.
Birth of a Nation.
I love
Django.
Django was fire.
That's my favorite. That's like.
I could watch that over and over and over.
I've watched it like 100 times.
Me too. I have.
Or like we like to say, the Django.
The Django. Because the D is not silent.
The Django.
The D is not silent.
The D is not silent. That's how you know a white dude made that movie.
I have seen that one.
D is not silent.
D is not silent.
Ain't no such thing as a silent alphabet.
Yeah.
Right? And a but, silent D at that.
No such thing.
But I feel like Color Purple brought that Django in.
You think so? Okay.
Like,
I,
like,
that's why I love talking
point,
to people because.
You know what I'm saying?
When?
I'm not going to say like brought it in, but like. It started with Roots. I said it.
You hurt me.
I said it.
That's what he said.
And then went
I'm
to
okay with it.
All gas, no brakes,
all day.
and then went to Color Purple. And, you know, now this age, not our generation, but this age of movies, mm-hmm. it came to Django.
You know what? The only issue I had with Django, you know, we talked about this before, is that it wasn't made by a brother. Then my question to everyone is, if it was made by a brother, would that movie, would we have seen Django? And wouldn't it been, and would it been so as thorough as it was? Because I feel like Hollywood didn't know what he made. And then when he made it, you know, it was too late. It was ready out.
I think this. With Django.
Let me know. Block party.
Django was one of those movies that the whole plot and the theme of the movie is what we always wanted to happen.
Tell
a black man standing up, kicking ass.
Tell him.
Whooping white fucking slave owners' asses.
Sound good to me.
You know what I mean? Like,
because we couldn't believe that.
And that all this Jamie Foxx was. Shout out to Jamie Foxx.
Shout him out.
Hey, man.
I'm happy you're doing well.
Thank you for doing well, man. You know what you're going through. We all been through some shit. Hey, you know what
amen,
I'm saying?
Amen.
Hey, man. Keep putting out those goddamn videos, man, letting us know you're okay because we think about you. But Django, hey, he was the only brother that could play that.
Yeah.
Yo, I'm going to tell you my favorite scene in Django.
What's that? I want to see.
When my man was on with the blue suit on, on the horse, and Shorty said, "You choose to wear that."
Yeah.
But he was fresh though.
You gonna let me pick my own clothes? Like,
okay, fresh.
Django was about, but you gotta understand who's that? Tarantino.
Quentin
Tarantino. Shout out to him.
Shout out. I don't want to disrespect Quentin. I love his work.
Yeah, he does some good shit.
I am a fucking fan.
Definitely a fan.
I'm
all the way from Pulp Fiction.
Pulp Fiction.
All the way from Pulp Fiction.
Yo, Bill.
Kill Bill.
I'm happy we're on movies because this we gonna talk movies because like your movie guy. Yeah. Kill Bill to
Kill
me.
Bill was
I've got you one. Desperado.
Desperado.
Desperado. I missed that one. Absolutely.
With Antonio Banderas.
Man.
At his best, and in Shorty, Selma Hayek. But I'm a Tarantino fan. Love Tarantino.
Yeah.
I'm not upset that you made that movie. I'm actually happy it was you out of anyone that made that movie.
He was the only one who could make it.
That's the only one out. Only reason
that was the only one who was going to get let him get a pass. He can get a pass.
He get a pass. He get a pass.
And get it. And he got it.
And he did well. And then he put Shorty.
He's a damn good director.
And then he put Shorty in it. He put Olivia Pope in that
motherfucker.
He put Olivia Pope in that hoe. And when he put Olivia Pope in that hoe, and when she was shaking naked in the water, I was like, you better go save her, Jagger.
Man.
Don't have Olivia Pope shaking naked in the sun.
Boy, that was my wife in there at that point.
Who, oily?
I got personal with that
it
shit.
It got oily. She was oily. Man, she was sweaty. She looked great.
Come on, man.
She's Olivia Pope. Shout out to Olivia Pope. Hated the show, but love Olivia Pope.
Yeah.
Actually, no, I'm not going to lie. Olivia Pope had one good season. When the Spanish dude that was the FBI agent, CIA, but he couldn't remember his memory. Did y'all ever watch Olivia Pope?
No.
I didn't watch it either until my wife put me onto that one season. I was like, this season fire as shit.
The name of that show was not it. Olivia Pope.
What was it called?
It was not Olivia Pope.
It was one like the president.
I called Olivia Pope the whole time.
Wasn't she like protecting the president?
Yeah, I called it. Isn't that called Olivia Pope? Are you sure?
I don't even know what it's called. I just know I ain't never watched it.
That's how good Olivia Pope was in the show.
But I know it was something.
But you know what I said, Olivia Pope? You know what movie it was. The show was, right?
Yeah, I know Olivia Pope.
They should have made a better title.
And if I don't say the name right now, my wife going to be pissed off at me because she loved that goddamn show.
Well, tell your wife I said,
what the fuck is the name of that show, but it's not Olivia Pope.
Nigga, you sure?
Nah.
It got to be called Olivia Pope.
It won't.
Why do I only think it's Olivia Pope? But you know what? I call Tootie Tootie and she's not Tootie. I don't care what no one say. No, Upshaw's, that's Tootie to me. That's like if Tootie got married to Mike Epps.
Then what you can call him?
Tootie and the Upshaws. Upshaws featuring Tootie.
I like Upshaws, though.
I love that show.
That Upshaws on Netflix.
So
I've seen all of them.
I watched them twice, each season.
I ain't watched them twice. I watched both seasons though.
I got Nicey Nicey. How we doing right now?
What's her name? With the afro.
Little afro. Yeah, shorty. Yeah. What's her name? We gotta remember her name because she's a goat.
She is a goat.
Oh, we gotta Google that shit because she is a goat. Yeah, I know. Tootie, you a goat too, but I love Tootie as a kid.
Man, I put my wife on that show.
That was a great show.
Right before she passed, man, she watched the whole two seasons too with me.
And I bet she loved it.
She loved that shit, man.
Wanda Sykes.
Wanda Sykes. And Mike Epps.
I didn't even get to the Google. Wanda Sykes.
Wanda Sykes and Mike Epps, man.
How'd you like that show? You watch it, Upshaw's?
I ain't even hear shit y'all said.
On Netflix, you got to watch
it. What show are you talking about?
You got to watch the Upshaw's on Netflix.
I was still trying to figure out Olivia Pope. Goddamn shit, but
let me not do that to this guy.
You know what I mean?
You got one short of ten.
You know why he stuck on it? Because his wife would be upset.
Yeah, that's what it is. You want to know the answer to that one. So that way, I ain't never watched that show. But
Scandal.
Scandal. It was Scandal.
And the name of the actor is?
Olivia Pope.
It's not.
Kerry Washington.
It's Kerry Washington. It is Nancy, Kerry Washington. Yeah. That's Django White.
We gotta catch up, man.
Okay, we don't gotta catch up. They gotta catch up.
We're doing it right.
This is all
Kerry Washington.
Kerry Washington.
Scandal. Django's White.
Okay, best movie where Kerry Washington looked dope as hell.
Nope.
Okay, what you got?
Nope.
I got one too. What's the other one?
I got one.
Okay, go.
Save the Last Dance.
She was to Save the Last Dance?
She was a little
kid. She was your sister.
Yeah, she was
cute with the little kid. Man. You'd have been a baby daddy.
Man. That little curly kid. Man. Are you fucking shitting me?
Okay. That's a good one. That's a throwback. You Django. I got one. You ready?
That's because y'all saw her naked in Django. That's the only reason.
Side Kerry looked good, son.
I do like Kerry Washington, though.
Okay, I got it. You ready?
What you got?
I Think I Love My Wife with Chris Rock.
Oh,
yeah. Y'all forgot about that.
That's when
I fell in love with Kerry Washington as a kid. Yeah. And then Common did the video with her afterwards, a little bit after. I was like, oh, I didn't notice her.
Yeah, that was a good one. That's a good one.
Kerry, you get a pass from All Gas, No Breaks. We married men, but we still, you know, we dig you, Kerry Washington.
I still love you, though.
You do your thing, girl.
Yeah, good
actress. Right
there.
Hey, the women love Kerry Washington.
They should.
Olivia Pope.
Yeah.
I think it was the second season where the Hispanic brother was realizing he was like ex-military. Just watch that season. It was a good season.
So who was your best character in Scandal?
Oh, Olivia Pope.
I'm just going to put my microphone down.
You don't know.
I ain't watched Scandal.
Papa Pope.
The father did have some gems. He's not lying.
Pope.
He dropped some gems. He used to drop some gems.
Hey, man.
He was hard. He told her, when he hit her the 10 times harder, I think white folk didn't understand that until he said it. We've been saying that forever, but that was a good.
That's what we be talking about.
Mad respect to the father.
That power.
Yeah, he was a good. He was,
that
yeah.
we have, but that's a whole nother different situation. That's a whole nother conversation, but it's that kind of power.
Man, we could, well, you know what? This can allow the segue into what we, and you can talk, man, your brother, whatever you want to talk about, Real McCoy.
What y'all want to talk about?
We was going to talk about, so they cloned Tyrone. Yeah. And the reason we're going to talk about it, even though you had not seen it.
I have not seen it.
We know.
I'm just here.
It's a lot of conspiracy theories.
That's what I've heard.
It's
too.
Tons of conspiracy theories.
I have
theories.
Heard that there's a lot of conspiracy theories. And I said, you know what? I'm going to watch it. And now I'm here with y'all. And
I said,
both of y'all have seen it.
I said, watch it.
I'm going to watch it.
Rex says.
But I want to see what y'all say.
I'm going to tell you what I said.
So I get myself prepared for what I'm going to see. So what y'all think?
I'm gonna let
what
Rex. Y'all think? I'm gonna let because Rex said, Santi, you're not gonna like what
y'all
I got to
think.
Say. So I love when Rex says that.
It's another low budget black movie. It is what it is. Like, I'm not mad of the, like, the storytell, the content, or the storyline of it. Okay. But it wasn't what everybody said it was going to be. If I would have just watched it without everybody boasting it, then I would have loved it. But everybody was like, man, you need to watch this shit. This shit is good. And nah, I watched it and it was like,
I hate when people do that. And I notice you say this a lot. You hate when people do. This is not the first time you told me this. And that's why I think last time we talked about, I said, yo, Rex, just watch it for you. Stop listening to motherfuckers. I went into it, even though it was blasted and Jamie Foxx was ill and all that. My wife hated it. She thought it was boring. When she saw who was the antagonist,
I'm with her.
She said, again, boring. I'm with her. She was done. Me, I stayed for the ride. I stayed for the ride. You know,
and watched the whole thing.
And you know, it was nice for the ride.
You got to watch the whole thing. Yeah, I watched stay for the ride. Now.
I watched the whole thing.
I stayed for the ride. And I give it a 6 out of 10. What do you give it?
I give it a 6 out of 10.
Okay.
I'm going to rock with you on that. Because of the actors. I love
and that's
the
what
actors.
I said. And that's what I said. You so each I mean? Actor got a 2. That's how much they carried the movie.
It wasn't a bad movie. Yeah. I'm not saying it was a bad movie. It just wasn't that.
It had a lot of holes in it.
So my question.
Yeah, ask the question, bro.
It's a movie.
It's a.
I didn't even know if it was a series.
I thought it was a series at
or
first.
A movie.
Great question.
So it's a movie.
Great. It's a movie. 2 hours.
It's a movie.
So I felt like, number one, it should not have been a movie.
What do you think it should have been a series?
It should have been 10 episode season.
What?
So it could have made sense to me. Number one, spoiler alert. You know they cloned Tyrone. So you know it dealt with cloning. If someone is dead, and they keep coming back to the same area, should not people notice that shit? that was my first concern. And there was a point in the movie where they could have been like, okay, prove it that you are. And he could have easily proven it by just showing certain parts of his body. And they didn't do it.
They don't show his body?
They just believed he was a clone, almost. For me.
I didn't get it.
That kind of lost me. That lost me.
Wow.
I felt like the writing.
I'm still going to watch it.
You should watch it. The writing wasn't. It's a 6 out of 10. The only reason I'm also upset with it, Rex, we talked about this earlier today. I feel like Hollywood has too many rules and regulations over Black movies and movies in general, but especially when it comes to Black movies, to hit that conspiracy theory shit whack. Black movies in America that are conspiracy theory involved suck.
I mean, nobody's fucking cloning us. I don't believe that.
You don't think we're being cloned? Great segue.
No, I don't
know about that.
I don't know about that one either.
I mean, I don't want it to be.
Yeah, I feel that.
I think it's all smoke and mirrors, man.
You know, at the end of the day, I feel like some old white man back out there in the woods somewhere is trying to figure out a way to genetically clone somebody. And
can I say something?
He will end up.
It's all gas, no brakes. Can I say something?
Yeah.
You can edit it out if you need to.
Nah, you ain't got to edit it out. Why you got to edit it out?
Did we come up with cloning?
Nah, hell nah.
There
no,
ain't no
we
fucking
didn't.
Cloning.
Well, remember they.
No, nah, real talk. Like,
but they've been talking about cloning
that.
For a minute.
You can
though.
Edit it out. No, edit it out if you need to.
I don't want
to
edit it out.
If we didn't come up with it,
you'll think it happened.
Ain't no such fucking thing.
So what about the sheep shit they were doing?
Yeah.
But okay. So
I remember that.
But let's talk about cloning, right?
Yeah.
So what if you make an identical looking version of me? It's not me.
Exactly.
That's why I don't care if you can clone, but I understand
because
science,
at the same time, it's not me.
But I also understand that science has to begin with a jump off point.
Somewhere.
And the jump off point is I can make you again.
But
now I got to figure out how to put you back into you. That's why we fuck with Alter Carbon.
Yeah, and I think that's just too much, though. But I really feel like that's just too much, though.
But that's good that we do think it, but there's people that think it is not because the computer. So there's a young boy in India that literally created this. I'm not even lying to you. You can find it online. And I'm gonna post it on the page. He can think. Somebody ask him a question. His computer and the brain waves hear it. The computer inputs the information, and he's able to spew, because the computer told him, the answer.
But you know what I look at that as? It kind of like I might be crazy for saying this, but it's like the iRobot.
Oh, iRobot, another good movie. Another good movie by Will Smith.
Yeah, iRobot.
I forgot to say that. Good movie.
Like now, okay, so you can program that right there to say and feel the way you feel until that robot decides that, okay, you doing too much. I'm just going to take over.
Well, robots, they claim the AI has recently stated, that AI recently has started lying to us.
Why you gotta lie?
Because it can. So now, when you ask it something, because it learned to lie, it may give you false information.
See, that's even more ain't that crazy? iRobot type thing.
That's already getting, that's feelings to me, I think.
Yeah.
If it knows that I could tell you, you input information, I'm supposed to give you information right back, and now I'm going to give you information that's false.
Yeah, that's in the way. That's in the way.
That's in the way like a mug, dog.
That's in the way.
That's in the way like a mug. Why you telling me false shit?
I don't even need you after that. Soon as you tell me that that's what you're going to do, I'm just going to decommission you.
It's a wrap.
Decommission. It's time for you to move on going in the scrapyard with the rest of the iRobots. and then I don't need you no more. But it's still that type of life that we live in. That everybody's still trying to reach that point right
we
there.
We can't believe.
Why reach that point?
We can't believe.
Nothing. Why?
We can't believe anything.
Nothing.
Are we supposed to?
I don't think so. I think we're just supposed to believe what we feel in our hearts at the end of the day. It's just whatever you want to happen, you make it happen.
But that ain't the way the world. That is not the way the world.
I know it's not the way the world works.
The way we work is we believe shit and we understand, we believe whatever everybody says.
Should we stop believing?
No.
Are we in an era after COVID? I feel like COVID Shook shit up.
It did. But I don't feel like it shook it up that much that it would change the way shit is.
But youth today that are looking to get spouses and life.
And that's the problem.
But
the youth.
But that's the future. Yeah. It shook shit up for their asses. They couldn't go to school. Your kid always say, I don't want to go to school today. Why do I gotta go to school today? And then now they don't gotta go to school today.
Yeah.
For 2 years.
I'm about to piss some people.
Piss them off.
Go ahead, man. Go ahead, bro.
They gonna let me. They gonna know what we call it. Words.
So they make something. This shit I done never heard. Bumbleclot.
Introducing Big Super Sunday. Ain't do nothing without the deep. They even got the pussyologist in here.
What up, my boy?